You're listening to SBS News.
Police are now patrolling the perimeters of some northern Italian towns. Three people infected with the coronavirus have died, prompting the country to isolate tens of thousands of people and make drastic changes to some of its world-famous events.
Panic is more contagious than the virus, and at this point, it's a bit unnecessary, don't you think?
That's traveller Mariana Perisol, who was attending Venice's Masquerade Carnival until it closed 2 days early. Italy's Chief of Civil Protection, Angelo Borelli, has ordered more than 50,000 people to stay within 11 towns, most of them centred around the small town of Codogno, southeast of Milan.
Il totale delle persone...
In total, the people infected are 152 at the moment and three dead. As you know, there was a person in intensive care who died in hospital in Cremona a few moments ago. The numbers region to region are Lombardy has 110, Veneto has 21, Emilia-Romagna there are 9, and 2 in Lazio.
At Milan Fashion Week, which had already seen a sharp drop of Chinese buyers in attendance, designer Giorgio Armani made his show guest-free and live-streamed it instead. Meanwhile, South Korea has raised its coronavirus alert to the highest level, as confirmed case numbers keep rising. Six people have died from COVID-19 and more than 600 have been infected. In China, colleagues and family have mourned the death of Peng Yinhua, the 29-year-old Chinese doctor who postponed his wedding to join the fight against the coronavirus disease. He died from the virus last Thursday, leaving behind a pregnant fiancé. She doesn't want to be named, but says she respected her fiancé's wishes to marry after the epidemic ended, and that he said it was doctor duty.
Peng worked for 48 straight hours after the outbreak. The clinic was short of doctors, and he wanted to help his colleagues.
Fellow doctor Zhang Junxia says they were all ready to celebrate with him.
We made a promise that after we win this battle, we would go to his wedding and share his happiness.
Iran has confirmed 15 new cases of the virus, taking the total to 43 with a death toll of 8. In Tehran and some other cities, schools have closed and sporting fixtures postponed. Amir Reza Safari, a pharmacy worker in the city, has faith authorities will do everything they can to protect the country.
The government is doing beneficial work with the distribution of free protective masks. You can see people wearing them, and people's anxieties for getting masks are being solved.
In other moves against the virus, Turkey and Armenia have closed their borders with Iran, suspending air and road travel to and from the country. And Pakistan closed one of its road borders with Iran at Taftan, but says flights to and from Iran have not been suspended. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.